Welcome back into Fox on Fox. Lastly here, time for our CenturyLink Rapid Fire fan questions. Coach, you ready?
Yep.
All right, this one comes from Matt Barron. Coach, as an NFL coach, you get to travel to a lot of cities and play in a lot of venues. Other than Mile High, what's the most memorable stadium you've ever coached in?
Oh, you know, I think it's always what seems to be more memorable is wins. I think winning in Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game in 2003, that's one I'll always remember.
Next one comes from Kyle Goley. If you could have a ticket to either the World Series, Stanley Cup, or NBA Finals, which pro sports championship would you most want to watch in person? I know you're a golf fan, too. I guess you could throw maybe the Masters or something like that in there.
I'd got to say the World Series. We're blessed
Game
to
seven.
Watch a tremendous series between Kansas City and San Francisco. And, that Game 7 was as exciting as the games I've seen in a long time. So, fresh in my mind, I'd probably say World Series.
All right, and finally, it's time for Kids Ask Coach the Darndest Things. Let's roll the tape.
Hi, my name is Courtney Ross. I'm 12 years old. Coach Fox, how do you keep you and your team motivated during a tough game?
Well, I think, you know, guys are conditioned. You know, they are professionals. They've come up through the ranks, high school, college, as well as the NFL. And for guys to get to this level, they're pretty highly motivated, and it's very performance-based. So in games, it's very competitive. And, motivation, I'd say probably adjustment and just, dealing with the game and maybe some of the emotions of it are what we spend the most time with. But they're very highly motivated on game day.
And that is all the time we have tonight. We want to thank head coach John Fox as well as Von Miller for joining us this week. The Broncos kicking off against the Patriots in New England this Sunday at 2:25. Remember to flip over to Fox 31 Denver News at 5 o'clock immediately following the game for all of the highlights and reaction from the Broncos in Foxborough. We'll see you then.